We have in this service a conversation about healing and health. And the reasons why it's important to pay attention to God's word is because God's word is that foundation through which our healing springs forth. Alright, so before we get into it, close your eyes. I'm going to pray for you. That in Jesus' name in this service, there is the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him and all that is given us in His Son in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we're going to proceed, and I'm hoping that, you know, this, what I'm about to teach you, has been what I've anchored my life on for so many years, or for years, honestly, so many years, but for years. And I believe that as we all together as a church pay attention to this truth, we're going to reap the effect of what God's word says. Now, in the world today, there are lots of sicknesses and diseases, different types and kinds of sicknesses and diseases. And in fact, medical scientists will help us even know that more are still being discovered as we go. So, you find out that they said there's a different strain of an already known sickness. You know what a strain of a sickness is? It means it has coiled into a different form that we do not understand the way it works. So, you get to realize that people are shocked every time. Now, the interesting thing is that the old ones don't fade away. They take their ground or they take their stand, while several other new ones are still being discovered. And you find sicknesses and diseases plaguing the lives of many people. But is it supposed to be so for the believer? Because once we don't get to understand this truth, healing for all is actually a teaching. And of course, the teaching will birth forth the reality of what we learn. I recall a certain sad story, and I went with Sir Othniel, and we went to see Stolt Cumbrae for an old woman who was dying of cancer. And so we got into the house, and we took some time. She had the knowledge of God's word. I mean, she even told us exactly where Othniel's name was found in Judges. Right? She told us that, oh, Othniel in Judges. Some of you don't know that Othniel is in Judges. So, an older woman, you just imagine an older woman, maybe close to 75, 76, 78. Yeah, she tells us, oh, yeah, Othniel, she gave the meaning, gave the book. But some of you don't know, so you see that you are not there yet. And so, she had a certain type of cancer, so we got there, and, you know, other people were there. I was there with either two men of God or three men of God. And we were supposed to pray for her. So I just sense the Holy Spirit telling me, pay attention to her utterances. It's going to reveal to you or not whether she's going to be healed or not. So while we kept talking and talking, she kept on saying something. And she kept on saying, yes, God is going to take me through the surgery. God is going to take me through the surgery. And I said, but that's not what I'm told. I'm told to come pray for you so you be healed. So I didn't tell them what was going on. But then in my heart, I actually started praying that she will go through the surgery. Now, is it wrong? Of course not. But then she did not understand a particular truth about receiving God's healing. And so, yes, of course, I studied pharmacy, so I'm not against medications. I used to give a lot of medications to people. I knew people who had 10 medications, 8 medications. Yeah, how many of us have witnesses? You know people, they take 7, 8. They come with their rubber bar in their hands. They drop it down. They say, lisinopril, atorvastatin. What do you call it? Bendro. Then they have some bone supplements they take. Right? Then maybe some heart beta blocker that slows the heart rate down. So by the time they are done, they are on like 7 medications and they are happily taking them. We may find a 12, we may find a 2, we may find a 1. Yeah. So you see me then and I'll be counseling. This one, take it this. This one, take it before meal. This one, take it after meal. This one, it doesn't like milk, so don't take milk. Okay. So you find out that medications are good, right? But, oh boy, don't go that route. Eh? There's a better alternative. Now, God can help you with other alternatives, but I'm showing you what is true in His Word. Are you listening?
Yes, Pastor, sir.
So, I got there and I knew, no, it's not going to happen. So I then started praying. I said, Lord, this surgery should go through. I had to change my prayer. Give the doctors wisdom to be able to cut where they ought to cut. If there are any chemotherapy processes, it should go on well. So, telling all of you, we are yet younger. Let's take seriously God's word. Are you listening?
Yes, Pastor.
Are you listening?
Yes, Pastor.
So what I'm teaching you today is something you need. And it's something I need. Because the moment I put God's word aside as well, I'm going to get into trouble. So are you also going to get into trouble. So you get to realize that believers are sort of like confused. What is going on? And then you also realize that some preachers or teachers who are influenced with some kind of tradition stand with little or few words of sympathy and pity, trying to understand that, oh, you know, maybe it's just God trying to teach you to be more humble. So you see that person walks like, hey, go and take your food. Yes, please. You know, sick people, that's how they act, right? Come and take your, yes, please. The guy that could argue and talk and insult when he gets it. When you are sick there, you do your head like that. Oh, don't insult me. You know, so don't insult me. Don't insult me. God is teaching me humility. So, you know, people are like, say, okay, maybe God is trying to teach you some humility, or God is trying to make you patient in a certain sense. But that is not God's word. Say that. I'm so sorry. But you see someone walking like this some way. Let me not. Someone walking some way. You say, I think God is trying to humble him in his lifetime. Which other life is there aside this life? So you also see some people saying that sick people are drawn much closer to God. Now, there's a bit of truth to that, but that's not the truth. That's not how God teaches you how to get close to him. Oh, when I'm sick, now I'll be much more closer to him. I just want to pray. So, the truth is that Christians need never be sick any more than they need to be sinful. Christians, they never need to be sick any more than they need to be sinful. Now, that same power that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, and that same salvation power that causes a man's spirit to be regenerated is that same power that heals and makes well. Now, when I talk about healing, that's actually a lowered truth, but we're going to come to it as we grow as a church, right? So, as we pay attention to God's word is what causes our health to spring forth speedily and beautifully. And of course, the revelation of God's word is what gives us this healing. When we have revelation, what the word of God is saying, then we can stand our ground. And this produces the health that we need. Now, I was amazed while I was making preparation for this teaching. And I had to take a caption, which I want to read to you from T.L. Osborne. And for those of you who don't know T.L. Osborne, T.L. Osborne is one of the most outstanding healers or miracle men that walked the earth. It was a remarkable healing ministry. And why I'm taking time to teach you God's word is because of what I also heard him clearly write out and state, right? Now, this is what he said. I don't think he needs to write, but just here. Among the tens of thousands who have been miraculously healed by the Lord under our own ministry in over 70 nations of the world, only a small fraction of them have been individually prayed for. Most of them have been healed through their own faith, which came to them while meditating on the Bible truths we presented them from the platform or from the printed pages. Now, I got stunned when I read that for the first time, that remarkable ministry of T.L. Osborne had few, or let me say not so many, I feel like it's 20%, or 30%, individually prayed for. So it means there was not so much contact with the people or with the masses, because normally he was even in mass crusades. But then, the word of God that was taught to the people heard the word of God, and then they acted on the faith of God's word that they had heard is what constituted majority of the people who were healed in his meetings. Now, that means that to walk in, or first to receive God's word and to act on God's word, will become strong base for which we can be healed, number one, or we would be healed. And then number two, we will be able to sustain and maintain that healing that we receive. So it is not just enough to say, man of God, can you lay hands on me? That's great. That's good. That's also another ministry of healing, of you know, ministering the healing power of God. But then I strongly believe that God's word heard, believed, acted on, becomes the premise for long-lasting healings. Is somebody understanding what I'm saying? So, when the light of God's word breaks forth, then our health begins to spring forth speedily and beautifully. When you know what God's word says about you, then health begins to spring forth. I see your health springing forth. Listen, after this meeting, you will have zero tolerance for sicknesses and diseases. Amen. Zero tolerance. Zero tolerance. Take your seat. So, it is important to understand that it is God's will, in fact, His perfect will, to have man, which is the born again man, in perfect health and wellness. Nothing less. And the believer should not settle for anything less. You know, when we go out to preach the gospel, we are very confident. Oh, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe in him now, you're saved. Or if you will believe in what I'm telling you, you will be saved. We say that very confidently. Right? We're very confident. But then when we go to lay hands on someone, say, you know, we are not really sure if you will be saved or, I mean, if you will be healed or not. So, why is it that we have so much confidence in the fact that when people hear the gospel and they respond to the gospel, they receive what is due them? But then, when we talk about healing, we're like, let us still trust God that everything is going to be fine. When I pray for the sick, I know exactly when someone is healed and I know when someone is not. I just pay attention to their confessions. You find someone saying, okay, let me not get there. So, we must believe that that same ability of God to save is that same ability of Him to heal. If all receive salvation upon hearing the gospel, all will be healed when they believe the gospel. It's the same gospel, actually. Salvation is the word sozo. It means to be saved, which includes bodily healing as well. So, why is it that we're so confident about people who should hear the gospel, believe it, and be saved, but we are not so much confident when we see the sick? Or when sickness comes knocking at our door. I mean, if I asked everybody here, except for those who are new, you'd be able to confidently tell me, I am saved. Because God's word tells me so. And I believe it. And today, we're seeking to answer this simple question. Is healing for all? Because once we don't have understanding of this, we're not too sure. Whenever we see sickness, we're thinking, maybe what is of God? What if it is of God? What if it is not of God? What if God is trying to teach this fellow a lesson? What if God is trying to teach myself a lesson? Maybe I did something against him. That's why he's trying to use sickness to explain to me what he wants to say. We meet somebody, we're not too sure if God wants them healed. It's like we just casually say a prayer, hoping that the medications take its effects. Say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Father, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Right now, be healed. So let's meet for 4 days. Take the medicines, eh? Take the medicines, eh? Let's meet for 4 days. Then, maybe let's say the medication to the pharmacist that doesn't give you the right medication. Because you met an abonkle pharmacist. And say, oh, why is the medication not working? Say, let's believe God. So, we're not too sure that God actually heals. Now, I'm not saying all healings are instantaneous. I'm just using that as an example. That's a power bar. So, we're not too sure. We're not too sure. The migraine. Ash. Don't make no statements. Say, Brother Jesus has healed you. You get me the coffee gods. Some of you, those who are not pharmacists, will know. Coffee gods is the medication that's used for that, right? Super tricked. So, we're not too sure. It's like we're always gone. You be following Pastor. Be following Pastor. Be saying, is Pastor Bible, you are you Pastor? You know, I looked into someone's face some time back, and the person had that in the person's eyes. Yeah, like, you are not me. I see conversations in people's eyes. You look inside, like, we are not you. Get us malaria medication. Get us cough syrup. But I'm not different from you. The only difference that I am from you is because I choose to believe that God's word is true. So while you have pain, you're confessing your pain. Say, I can't breathe. I'm saying, no, in the name of Jesus, I know what God's word says. I'm healed. That's the difference. Nothing. I look into the person's eyes. We are not you. I was seeing it in the eye. The person has not said anything. Has not confessed anything. Has not said anything. I'm telling you that we are not you. We are not you. Take your seats. In Exodus chapter 23, pay attention. Look at it. If somebody can get a hold of God's word. Get a hold of God's word. Get a hold of God's word.
Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 to 26. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sicknesses away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Now pay attention and not against medications. Don't put that in your mind. It says that. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. The number of thy days I will fulfill. So he's saying that even in Exodus, he was a God that takes sicknesses away from people. He's not giving them sickness. He is taking sickness away. In fact, the original translation of that is that, yes, we'll see that in Exodus chapter 15. But what is he doing? He will take sickness away. He will take sickness away. Don't have that thing in mind that God gives sicknesses. No, he takes it away. You know, how many of you have been sick at a point in time and you called me and you were here when I prayed for you? Lift up your hand very. You know, when I leave you, do you know what I feel in my heart? I feel like, oh, this person should have got it now. That's how I feel. The praying for you is just something that I do to help in the moment. I need to help you. But the real truth is in you understanding what God's word has said. It's you being able to work with God's word and to act on God's word. So he says, I will take sickness away from you. It means that God takes sicknesses away. Are you listening? See Exodus 15:26. Exodus 15:26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments. That's doing the word of God in all primary basis. If you will do the word of God, keep all the statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you. The original translation is, I will not permit diseases to rest upon you. So God is not going to permit sicknesses and diseases to rest upon you. So one of the things that you must be convinced about is that God wants me well. Don't forget that, people of God. God wants me well. Until you're fully convinced that God wants you well, you're going to have doubts in your mind as to whether he wants to heal you or not. Now, when I talk about healing, I'm not just talking about, you know, only bodily healing. Because sometimes there are psychological senses of healing that need to be healed. Psychological senses that need to be healed. There are mental conditions that need to be healed. Emotional conditions that need to be healed. So, I'm talking across board, every type of healing. God heals me. He wants to. He's not confused. God wants me well. So until we are convinced about this, there's going to be some doubt in our hearts. I never have doubts that God wants me well. I never have doubts. Sometimes you probably find out a symptom of cold, something trying to knock, and I say, nope, nope, not here. Not here. Not here. God wants me well. He wants me strong. You must establish this fact in your mind so that there is not any doubt in your heart as to whether God wants you healed or not. Now, as long as there is no doubt, then healing can spring forth. And of course, the absence of doubt will mean there's the presence of faith in God's word. Faith in God's word. And it's true. Until faith is exercised, without doubt, you may not be healed. And that's why we need to stand on God's word. Let me tell you something. Don't give up on your belief in God's word. Are you listening? Hold on firmly to what God's word says. You find out that in the world today, there are many women's sicknesses. A lot of them. Go to the gynecological centers. You need to stand on God's word. Are you listening? Many conditions for men. You need to stand on God's word. And that's why we're teaching you. So you are sure about it. You're sure. You're sure. You're sure. You're not in doubt. Will I be healed? Will I not be healed? Maybe I will not be healed. Maybe healing is for some other time. We're talking about God's word here. Has he not said it? Will he not do it? See that in Numbers 23. Numbers 23. I'm going to allow or make room for some testimonies as we go. Verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie. Do you believe God is a liar? So why is it that whenever he says, you're healed, you say, I know it's written, but that's telling God that you are lying. That's telling God that you're lying. Now sometimes you could still find the symptoms prevalent, but don't look to the symptom. Look to what God's word is saying. Hold on to God's word as long as whatever it is shows up its head. And you will have the victory. Are you listening? So in Numbers 23 verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said it? And shall he not do it? Or has he not spoken? And shall he not make it good? That's what God is doing. See 1 Kings chapter 8. You have to believe the word of God above every other report. You have to believe God's word. You have to believe God's word. Above every doctor's report. Above everything that you said your mother had, her sisters had, your aunties had, your brothers are having. Now it's looking like it's going to be your turn of having that. You need to stand on God's word. Verse 56. First Kings 8:56. Blessed be the Lord that had given us rest unto his people Israel. He's giving us rest according to all that he promised. There had not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses' servant. If he didn't fail them then, he will not fail us now. Are you listening? In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, he tells us how that he will hasten his word to perform. It means that he's going to watch over his word to make sure that his word is true in your life. He will hasten it. He will stand behind it. He will back it. And you know why people do not receive the healing? It's because they are not really sure. You know, James makes us see how that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He's like the wind tossed to and fro. Today he believes in healing. That, oh, Jesus' word is true. I believe what God's word says about my body. Your mother comes to you one morning, tells you that, you have to be watching it to your auntie, your sister, your uncle, your other auntie. She has this disease. What would you say? And the funny thing is that you might try to maybe have a certain symptom that looks like the start of it, right? And then you start to say, no. You go back to God's word. You go back to God's word. What is he saying about that condition? And we all need to keep our eyes on the word. The word of God is what brings forth the healing. And is what sustains the healing. So God is going to stand behind his word. He's going to back his word. He's going to look after it. You know, God announced himself to the people of Israel in Exodus 26 of how that he is the healer. He is the one that heals. And you know who he spoke to? He spoke to 3 million people in Exodus 26. He spoke to 3 million people. I am the God that healeth thee. And you know what happens when they took his word to believe? None of them were sick. None of them were weary. None of them were tired. Even their clothes did not outgrow them. He told this to 3 million people. Wandering around the land, not having anywhere to sleep. And he confirmed his word true in their lives. They were perfectly whole and perfectly strong. Take your seats. Perfectly whole and perfectly strong. People of God, I believe these truths. I believe these truths. Look at what David says about them in Psalm 105, verse 37. About the same people of Israel in Exodus 26. Exodus 23, rather. Can we read together? Psalm 105, verse 37. Can you imagine all 3 million people, all well strong, none feeble, none weak, none sick? This church is too small as compared to 3 million people. Too small. You can't even compare it to 1 million. And all the people that believe God's word. I said, this church, we should have a zero tolerance for sickness. Are you listening? And you know, there are certain inside informations that I don't give you. The ones I give you are the ones I want you to know. They are inside informations that I don't give you. But God wants this church hearing this message now. Are you listening?
Yes, Pastor.
Can we read together? 1, 2, go. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one person among their tribes. Can we read it again? He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person amongst their tribes. Can we read it more with conviction? 1, 2, go. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person amongst their tribe. Can we read it again? He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person amongst their tribes. You know what it means to be feeble? It means to be weak. It means to be weak. To grow weary. Moses was 120 years old. His physical eyes were not dimmed. Neither were his natural force abated. His strength was not lost. You see a 120-year-old man that can go around and do the things that he has to do. It's a reality today. We just don't hold on to it. Say, oh, my depression. No. What kind of language is that? And let me tell you something. God is not bound to making his word true in your life. I should tell you that. since I got to know this, I got to say, I'm entirely responsible for how much of God's word I want to believe. He's not going to say, oh, I'm God. He has seen your type billions. They've come and they've gone. He's not supposed to prove himself in your life. He has already proven himself in Christ Jesus. You ought to take what Jesus has done and make it true. Say, if God is God, why am I having this sickness? No, he's not supposed to. He already did what he wanted to do in Christ. He gave his word to you. You have to put his word to work. That's what we have to do. Ever since I got to realize this, I saved myself from the, if God is God, I know he's God already. It will do nothing to him if I don't act on his word and it doesn't come to pass. He has no reputation to back. If I don't stand on his word, he has no reputation to back. If I stand out and complain, he has no reputation to back. He has nothing to prove. He's God. You put someone else, when I was sick of this, God didn't heal me. You bring the same person with a worse condition, say, I was sick, God healed me. I was sick, God healed me. So what am I teaching you? Of course, I'm getting us to that point where we can get to be totally reliant on God's word. Despite every other symptom or sign or situation or circumstance. I never ask myself some useless questions. Will this person serve God? Why is this person sick? I don't ask myself that. Because I really do not know what is in the man's heart. You know, sometimes people come, I believe God. But in their hearts, they are full of fear. You open their heart, you see fear right there. Glory, I'm healed. But in the hands, hey, what if? So I'd rather have to put good examples before me. And I focus on those examples. I'll never doubt God's word. Yeah. Take your seats. We're still in the teaching. So 3 million people, all well, all strong, none feeble, none weak. Now if this is Israel under the law, oh, how much more us today? Were established on better promises. And we should know. Acts 10:34. God is no respecter of persons. What he will do for another, he will do for you. If all conditions are met under the same circumstance. That's why when you bring sick people to a healing meeting. If all conditions are met. The same belief. The same action. The same action of faith. The same understanding of God's word. All of them are going to be healed. All of them. Not one left behind. So, you find someone say, why did God heal him? He didn't heal her. Okay, maybe God is saying that in the next 5 years, everything will be fine, eh? Let's believe God, the next 5 years. No. If all conditions are met, under God's word, faith acted upon, there's going to be healing. God's time is the best. Which time? You didn't hear him tell you now is the day of your salvation. You didn't hear it's now. So we must be very careful of the things that we believe. See, I'm a young girl. I've not seen my flow. See, those nonsense issues stop. Are you listening? After this teaching, you say, I have a flow consistent. Yeah. Nothing should stop it. And then you take your eyes away from what is not coming to seeing it that it comes consistently. Then you follow it up with a confession. So he does for all if all conditions are met. Write this. The greatest barrier to the faith of many seeking healing in our day is the uncertainty in their minds. The greatest barrier to the faith of many seeking healing in our day is the uncertainty in their minds as to it being the will of God to heal all. It's the greatest uncertainty. To many, the greatest barrier to the faith of many seeking healing today in their body or in our day is the uncertainty in their minds as to it being the will of God to heal all. You know, nearly everyone knows God heals some. Or sometimes, God will heal whoever he wants to heal. He's the all-powerful God. God wants you well. God wants you well. And you know, the truth of God's word can only be claimed where the will of God is accurately known. You know, sometimes when you are praying about something, you are not sure. You see, Father, Lord, for example, someone is praying for healing. You say, Father, Lord, let your will be done. No, you don't pray his will be done in this. You already know his will. He wants you well. So what must you do? You go back to the word of God that points to you a reality of truth of you healed, and then you begin to act on that word of God that is true. Do you understand what I'm saying? You begin to act on that word of God that is true. So it is impossible to boldly claim by faith a blessing which we are not sure God offers. If, I think it's a faith-destroying word. If, Lord, if it is your will. Lord, if this pain should go, then I'll know that you are God. Lord, if it be your desire, let me get healed. You already know what his desires. So you find people destroying their faith. If I'm healed, why am I still feeling this sign or symptom? Have you seen that? If I'm healed, if it's gone, if I still feel this, if, why is this thing still there? If, if, say, be healed right now. Say, if I put my leg on the ground, I still feel the pain. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't say you feel the pain when you actually feel the pain. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we must be careful how we use that word if. Maybe you wake up in the morning, it's like your body is not really responding. Say, yesterday we went for a healing service. So if God's word is true, why is this happening? No, God's word is true. And we ought to believe his word and act on his word. And you know, the typical representation of what the will of God is will be seen in Jesus Christ. The will of God, when you say God, 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 and what is the will of God? It's going to be seen in Christ Jesus. So what God wills is in Christ. Now, if it is in Christ, what that also means is that we're going to see it in his activities while he trodeth the earth. Do you understand? It's going to be seen in his activities while he trodeth the earth. What was his response to sickness? Speaking tongues in the spirit.
Zeus kiratekis surbakatakasta zivra katorotoposizumankate pratiste kebaratabasha duratabas secretikitos jepeki potovatoparatabasha.
Jesus is the will of God. Jesus is the will of God. While you're speaking in tongues, open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10.
Zuketa prikitoso.
This is Jesus doing the will of God. In Hebrews chapter 10. This is Jesus. This is Jesus. This is Jesus. 10 verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. So Jesus is doing the will of God. We're going to see the activities of Jesus in this. If it be thy will. And we're looking at what the will of God is. And we're saying that Jesus is the will of God. He comes in the volume of a book. It is written to do thy will. Look at John chapter 6. John chapter 6 is supposed to be a word service that opens our minds and then we'll act on what we have heard. John 6:38. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. So we can see that Jesus is exemplifying the will of God. Do you understand? Is it clear? He's exemplifying. Everywhere that Jesus went and everything that he did exemplified the will of God. You know, in all of the Gospels, there is just one place that the expression if is used by a sick. And we're going to see what Jesus' response is to that in Mark chapter 1. Just two verses. Mark chapter 1. See, don't let anyone tell you that you are a sickler. You fall sick every now and then. You fall sick every now and then. And then sometimes you want to say, oh, the sickness, it comes just in a certain month. It comes during a certain period. And there are some families, well, these things are true. 41, everybody gets a certain type of sickness in a certain way. 45, everybody gets a sickness. Those things are, we are not saying those things are not true. They are actually true. But we teach you how to exercise what God's power and word says over conditions like that. Are you listening? So look at what Jesus is doing. He's exemplifying the Father's will in Mark chapter 1, verse 40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. If thou will, thou canst make me clean. It means that Jesus, if it is your will, let me be healed. If you're sick and or you have any condition in this place, you should keep your attention on your healing. Are you listening? As the word of God goes forth, see yourself healed and declare that sickness out of your body. And it will check out as the word of God comes. Because the word of God is producing faith in you right now. So Jesus is saying, if thou will, if you will, if you will, if you will. Look at Jesus' response. Verse 41, what did he say? So, you see that it's Jesus' desire and his will for you to be healed. Now, I told you, it's the entire Gospels. There's nowhere where anybody, if. And the one that we see asking if, he said, I will. I will. It means I have a desire to get you healed. Many of the times people think their sicknesses makes them, you know, some people have been so sick that now they attract a lot of pity in their sickness. Like, oh, this person is like this. When we now spray, say, oh, this person doesn't like spray. Then you see the person. It's your own breathing you can't breathe though. Like, they're happy. They feel excited. Don't you know? Sorry, please. She can't breathe. Then everybody gets to them and they know, oh, this person cannot really breathe. And you know, it makes you feel good if you're not careful. It makes you feel good, don't you know? Oh, you don't know it makes you feel good? It makes you feel special. Like you need caution. We are all going to camp. And you say, me, I don't do corn. Meanwhile, corn is all maybe we have. The bankum, they say, me, I don't eat corn. Now, I'm not against any of those, but that's why the word of God comes to teach you how to handle these things. Are you listening? You are young. You can use the word of God. Don't follow other people who say that, oh, this thing is not true. If you follow them, you're going to get into the same ditch they find themselves in. You're red blood. You're fresh. Believe God's word. Are you listening? You know, some of you, when you're sick, you'll be declaring, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I'm healed. I'm healed in Jesus' name. There's strength in my body. There's life in my body. Then maybe one older uncle is looking at you quietly and saying, but in Jesus' name, I'm strong. I have God's life on the inside of me. Don't listen to those things. Are you listening? Read God's word. Listen, Jesus says he wills that you will be made whole. We're going to go through a chunk of scriptures. And then we'll chart out and check out sicknesses in this place. So he wills. You know, look what happens in Numbers 21 verse 9. Take your seats. Let's not get in there before. Let's just look into it. Yeah. Numbers. Numbers 21. Numbers 21 verse 9. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. This is under the Old Testament. Or under the Old Covenant. Anyone that looked right on the serpent was healed. Of bites. Physical bites. They were being bitten. Anybody who looked at that serpent, brazen serpent, tied on to the wooden, you know, plane was healed. Today, if we continually look at God's word, that same healing power is effected in our lives. So as many that look to Christ, they are redeemed and they are healed. It's God's will to heal all. He wills that all will be healed and all will stay in perpetual health. Look at what James 5:14 says. James 5:14. James 5:14. Is any sick among you? Any. It means that whoever is sick amongst you can be healed. Look at what he says. He says that, call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. So any can get healed. He's not saying that if any of you are sick, some of you are going to be healed when you call upon the elders. That's the kind of confidence James writes with. If any of you, whosoever, just like he says, believes in him will be saved. If any of you are sick, any of you troubled, any of you that needs bodily healing, any of you, call upon them. They will come. When they come, they will pray for you. And when they pray for you, what's going to happen? You're going to be healed. He's not saying we are trusting God that you'll be healed. No. It's a surety it's going to happen. And I've tried the scripture. I've used the scripture before. And a couple of times actually. And it worked. Any of you who are sick, let him call upon people that are around. One person anoints him. And then receives healing. It's not, you know, a confusion. It's a reality. Any, whosoever. You know, sometimes we show favoritism. But God doesn't. No. Of course, the context which I'm speaking, he doesn't. Healing is for all. If you come, I believe, I act it out, I'm healed. Healing is for all. Healing is for all. And healing is for you. Do you believe it's for you?
For me.
Are you sure?
Yes,
are you sure?
Yes, Pastor.
Are you sure it's for you?
Oh,
it's for me too.
It's for me.
Yes. Go ahead and speak in tongues. It's mine. Kia tapasha tegratusu subam bigite rebekete katiso. Healing is mine. Healing is mine. Zikrata palaka tele preketizo sopranto koporo kapo zifeke pratevetino. Zaprata kapala barota polo kato zaprata kiva zaprata kata kata. Zizo soprata koporo batati kivele faki branta laba. In Jesus' name. Healing is ours. Take your seats. So, when we meet the same condition, we will reap the same results. Yeah. I always share this story because it's one of the beautiful demonstrations of God's power that I saw. And it remains very important to me because the person knows me very well, which happens to be my mom, who was sick now. I mean, in that service, she actually came to give a testimony. At the time I was on the veranda, she said, hey. And she was really sick. She was really sick. She actually crawls to my room, the door. She says, man of God. So you don't see that I'm sick. Because I'd been giving her medications. Go and buy this, I'll go and buy. Go and buy, I'll go and buy, I'll give her the medications myself. And she now says, man of God. I believe she was stringing up faith. Because with faith, you'll be able to see rightly. And I said, oh, I think it's time.
So she crawled again to the hall. I was in the hall. I remember like yesterday. And I said, you can be healed. Not tomorrow. I'm talking about right now. It was around 12 in the morning. Right now. You can be healed right now. She says, okay. And I said, just listen to what I'm telling you. So I spent about 45 minutes just sharing with her God's word. And I laid hands on her. And I said, get up. You're healed. Get up. You're healed. And she jumps up. I've never seen my mother like that. You know, I thought she was going to say, you know, that's my son. And she didn't say that. She jumps up. And then she bends down. She realizes that boy, she's actually healed. And she kept on declaring, I'm healed. I think that's the only time my mother hugged me. I always say this. African parents don't hug. I'm healed. I'm healed. Pascal, I'm healed. And then she lifted up her hands. And she ran around the room. I was seeing a miracle, I tell you. She ran around the room. She said, I'm healed. And then she came to me and she hugged me. And she says, I'm healed. Thank you. I'm healed. I'm healed. So I said, precious Lord, now I have to teach her God's word so she can keep it. So in the morning, I was waiting to see if she was going to... You prayed for me yesterday. I was healed, but today it looks like the healing is not complete. I saw her in the morning. She was up and active. I'll let her share this story with you whenever she comes. Up and active. Up and active. You know, at that point, I didn't feel any power out of my hands. There was nothing. I didn't see the heaven was shaking or I was, there was nothing. I just thought her God's word. I told her that if I lay hands on you and if you believe what God's word says about this activity of hands being laid, you're going to be healed. And so when I lay hands on you, get up and do what you could not do. She gets up and she's up and doing. Listen to me. As I speak to you, that same power is present in this room. And it doesn't matter whatever condition it is. Now, I believe I'm teaching you for now, and I'm teaching you for several months, several years ahead of you. I'll keep teaching this. I think the Lord impressed this on my heart, says teach it quarterly. Make sure you have a conversation on healing quarterly, because the people need to hear it and hear it and hear it again. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Take your seats. We're going to just see something quickly. 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 When we meet the same condition. When we meet the same condition, we'll reap the same results. Because He's the God. He's the same today. He's the same yesterday. He's the same forever. Same yesterday, He's the same today, He's the same forever. He's that same God. He does not change. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That your word is true. So God's word is true. Are you listening? Don't join other people to mock God's word. Listen, I've taken time to read a lot when it comes to the healing power of God's word and its sustenance. And one of the things I discovered was that many people get instantaneously healed. And after a period, they say, the sickness is back again. The sickness is back again. And I found this true. God's word was not taught them rightly. I took time to study Theolos once more. And he had mind-blowing miracles. And he keeps sharing this truth. You find someone, you pray for the person still goes back, the person is presently healed, stays healed for a couple of days, and whatever it is that caused that, it comes back again. Because the word of God was not duly and rightly planted as it ought to be. And that's why I'm taking time to teach you. So that it wouldn't just be that you experienced the healing during a healing service. Or while the word of God was being taught. And then you go back and it's like, it's coming again.
I recently heard a story where the guy was healed in a miracle service. And it turns out that he comes back to say he's not healed. And I'm like, no. You know, this one, the media is going to pick it up and say, I believe without a shadow of doubt, he was healed. I believe it without a shadow of doubt, he was healed. But whatever that causes that was waiting for him 20 kilometers away. So yes, it's checked out, but there's no word. And God's word makes us understand that when sicknesses are casted out, spirits are casted out, demons are cast out, they go out for a period of time. They lurk around. They want to find where else they can hide or stay again. And they're going to come back to find out if that house is well kept, clean, or not kept and unclean. If they realize it's empty, they're going to come back there. Now, this time around, do you know what they're going to do? You know why you now say, I was not healed, I was not healed. They'll bring seven other people. Yes. Come with me. Yeah, come. They go to borrow seven other friends. Yeah. So, me, I was the only one sent out, eh? I'm bringing other people in. Yes, so, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 7. We're going. They are saying that, yeah, join 7. Yeah. So, you see, it's a pack already. Do you see that? So, maybe the pain was 2%. You got healed, but there was no word. The pain is now, I don't even know, 220%. And do you know what they say? They tell to their friend, this one, make him know that he has made me sleepless and without a house for 2 months or 4 days now. Intense pain. Much intenser pain. You come with a lot of depression. You also make sure that vomit. The headache should be times 3. You to afflict the leg, the stomach, the occiput. Now let's go. And he goes to bring 7, right? 7. Let's punish the one that makes it. He said he's healed, eh? It's true to he was really healed. Or she was really healed. But let's punish some more. These people are wicked people. That's why you don't have to listen to the devil. Oh. If you allow him, I'm telling you, you went to the hospital, you checked your blood pressure, they say it's high. It's that moment you need to start fighting. Are you listening? You're not going to agree to any nonsense, any diagnosis. You're going to stand on God's word. You're going to speak God's word. You're not going to be afraid. You're going to declare the word of God. You're going to declare the counsel of God. You're going to stand on God's word. So bring 7 other people. Now they walk together. Walk together. Yeah. Let's punish. It was just stomach pain, eh? It's just me. But now it's stomach, leg, back, occiput, back, everything. Stomach, intestines, all together. Less skin, everything. Conditions worsened than before. I'm telling you. Normally it's worse than before. I'm telling you, if you prayed for people before, it's worse than before. And that actually proves to us that the word of God is true and it's not a lie. But if this one, after, you know, he receives the healing, right? That demon goes to bring 7 others, right? Then, it feels like my leg, my back, my occiput, my stomach, I can't bend. 2 hours. You say no. In Jesus' name. I'm healed. Now, sometimes the symptoms might still be present because these guys probably might be trying to show up or come back again. It might just, you know, hit here and there. But in the name of Jesus. I'm healed. I remain healed. And you go and sit down. So, One is defeated, right? Because you're still staying on God's word. You're still staying on God's word. Maybe these two are trying to still stay there for a couple of days. They try to come in again. You see, in the name of Jesus, I refuse this diagnosis. I refuse what the doctor is saying. I refuse headache. I refuse stomach pain. I refuse hypertension. Oh, that diabetes is false. My eyes can see clearly. That sickness will not come back again. In the name of Jesus, I am healed. I am healed. Glory to God. So it might be just there for a couple of days. You might have the signs. You might have the symptoms. You might feel some way about it. There's a way that it goes. But you hold on to God's word. Hold on to God's word. Take your seats. So it's not a lie. It's not a lie. You see, someone who is a cripple told to walk out. The person gets up, walks out. In 3 weeks' time, they are back in the seats. This time, previously, they could maybe move their legs a bit. Now, they can't do it at all. Yeah. I remember a story where, you know, Tia Losborn shares of a woman that comes into the house and she's sick. And he tells her, shares God's word with her, tells her she's healed. And she says, no, but I'm not healed. You know what she's doing? She chooses to side with her senses rather than side with what God's word is saying. Would you choose to side with your senses? Would you choose to side with how you're feeling? Would you choose to side with what your body is telling you? Would you choose to side with what your body is showing to you? Would you choose to side with what the doctor has said? Would you choose to side with whatever it is that's happening wrong in your body? Or you're going to have that happening, but you will side with God's word. You say, I am strong. I am healed. My eyes see clearly. My ears hear clearly. My bones are fit. Every fiber of my being is strengthened. Rather than say, I have fatigue, you say, no, I have the life of God in me. His strength is prevalent in me. When you do that, you're taking the side of God's word. Take your seats. Look at something. Jesus heals all. Sickness should not stay in this atmosphere after this word. No, it shouldn't stay. While the word of God is going, if you are sick, it should just check out quickly. Matthew chapter 12, verses 15. We're going to see how that Jesus, who is the example of God's will, exemplifies God's will that you will be healed and all will be healed. Not some. All will be healed. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. When Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him. Can we read that? The next. And he healed them all. Are you listening? I'll read that and you read that part again. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him. Continue. And he healed them all. Now, Jesus is the exact will of God. Let's see Matthew chapter 14, verse 36. Now, if you are not sick here, I believe strongly. And one of the things the Lord told me is that people in this service are receiving ministries of healing.
Yes, I receive it.
Because you will be very sure about what I'm teaching you. If you don't have need for any healing, you're going to receive a ministry of healing. A ministry of healing. Where, you know, I do this many of the times. I pray for people when I'm sleeping. I pray for people when I'm almost half awake and I expect them to be healed. I pray for them. Like, I just pray for people and I see them get healed. And that ministry of healing, you see, every manifestation is seated upon a revelation. And as these things are taught you, you're going to see yourself lay hands on people and they'll be healed. Because you know it is the will of God to have them healed. You know it's the will of God to have them healed. Take your seats. You know it's the will of God. You know it's the will of God. You just know it. Just as you go out to preach salvation, and when people give their hearts to the Lord, they'll be saved. You also know that when you lay hands on them and you share God's gospel with them, which entails his healing power and his desire to heal them, you'll have them saved and healed, actually. So, see Matthew 14:36. Matthew 14:36. And they sought him. Alright, so let's start reading from verse 35. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country round about and brought unto him all that were what? Yeah, diseased. All that were sick or all that were diseased. Verse 36 I read, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. So it means that you just had to touch. But of course, you needed to believe that your touch was going to give you the healing that you required or you requested for. So as many that desire the healing. I don't know what healing you desire. I don't know who is sick in your home. I'm telling you, I've done this. My family members, oh boy, they've not seen me prophesy before, in a sense. But healing, oh, I get down. I'm not going to lie to you. The gift I use more is to flow in seeing and knowing. But I'm telling you that if you can believe in these words, that you will not get sickness when you look to Jesus. Your sickness will not stay when you look to Jesus. No. Won't stay. Won't stay. He heals all. He heals all. From minor illnesses, like maybe headache, catarrh, whatever, viral infections, bacterial infections, back pain. He heals every kind and form of disease. And some of you are taking this healing power to your homes. Amen. To your homes. Amen. I remember a man that came into the pharmacy while I was practicing at that time. He came in, he had been on pethidine. He takes about eight ampoules or vials. Yes. In about 5 days in a week. Yes. And he's been on it for several months. Several months. In fact, he came from one place like that. He brought, a report of the doctor, you know, proving that what he's coming to collect is true. Those of you who don't know, pethidine is an intense, you know, like pain relief, which is given by injection. In fact, he injects himself. And the doctor agrees. Yes. And for those of you who work at a pharmacist, you know how difficult it is to give out such medications, dangerous medications. You don't even when you're giving three, you are even careful. Say no, take one. When you need another one, come for another one. We are giving him like, what do you call it there? 9 or 7. Yeah. And he came in. Every time he's in pain. Every time he's in pain. Every time, like every time he's in pain. He came into the pharmacy. I looked at him. I said, Lord, this man can be healed. This man can be healed. I took him to the consulting room. I don't know how he knew I was a pastor. I took him to the consulting room. And I said, see, you either need to decide to continue on pethidine, or there's a power that can get you healed. And right there in the room, I laid hands on him. You know, when I laid hands on him, he fell like a log. He fell like a log in the room there. Then he got up. Then he got up. Listen to me. The man who had a stick in the place there was actually telling me that I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I can demonstrate to you how he did it. Amazing. Amazing. I don't know how it happens, but I know. I don't have a hand in it. I just know God's word. That's all. I don't need to know how it happens. I don't need to understand how it happens. I don't need to you know, make calculations of how it happens. No. I know God's word is true. Take your seats. Let's finish. Let me relax and then we'll finish the scriptures. So, in Matthew 14, 36, besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made. Listen. Listen. They were made perfectly. Perfectly whole. Perfectly whole. Perfectly whole. Some of you are struggling with fatigue and all of that. Perfectly whole. Perfectly whole. Say, when I climb the stairs, perfectly whole.
Perfectly whole.
See Luke 6. It's the will of God to have you healed. Don't let the devil say, you know, sickness is... No. Sickness is not the will of God. And he's not trying to teach you anything. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them what? All. Do you see that Jesus has the intention to heal everyone? He healed them all. Are you included in that all? See Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. I want you to believe these truths, people of God. You know, as a pastor, I get to realize that you become more conscious about the health of the people as well. Yeah. Because sick people cannot serve God. Sick people cannot serve God. If you're sick, you can't go out and preach. So I become more intentional. I pray that your minds are going to be preserved. Because once your minds are worried, you can't serve God. And I think we have to pay attention to this very carefully. See Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Do you see that? He's healing some. He's healing some. He tells you, you know, this one, you really deserve it. That's what he does. He heals all, right? All. All. And he's not going to break his covenant. It's the same with you. I told you, if all conditions are met, you will walk in the light of what he has given to you. See Luke chapter 4 verse 40. Luke chapter 4 verse 40. Luke chapter 4 verse 40. Luke chapter 4, verse 40. Now, when the sun was setting, and all they that had any sick with diverse diseases, brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and healed them. Do you see that? So do you see that he's healing? So he can be called a healing Jesus. That's what he does. He heals. There's not a time where you meet him sick and you tell you that it's not time for your healing. Go and come tomorrow. Tomorrow the Spirit will come. soon. It will come tomorrow, so it will come. No. He healed them all. Peter, or let me say Philip, preaching in Samaria, preached, and as many that heard the word of God were healed. In Acts 8:6. The same for Peter, when he met the crippled man, he preached the gospel to him, and he told him, rise up to your feet and walk. And truly he did walk. Let's see a story in Acts 9 of Aeneas, of Peter also healing someone who had been afflicted for about 8 years. Acts chapter 9, verse 34. So if Jesus heals and is God's intention to have us in hell, we see also Philip do same. We also are sure that Peter is doing same. In Acts 9 verse 34, we get to see that while he, Acts chapter 9, verses 34. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. He arose immediately. Now look at verse 33. He had been sick for 8 years and was sick of palsy. But he was immediately healed when he received the word of God. See, God wants to heal. And it's his desire to have us in constant health. Now, why am I taking time to show this? So you'll be very convinced about this reality. Don't doubt it. And so you can confess that which God has done for you in Christ. Don't change your confessions. Are you listening? Don't change your confessions. Before we bring this session into an end, there are three witnesses. Three witnesses. The word of God. Number two, the pain. And number three, the person. Number one, the word of God. Number two, the pain. Number three, the person. So these are the three witnesses. Right? Okay. So let me just demonstrate this. Three people should come to me. Just three. Thank you. One, two, three. So you are the word of God. You are the pain. You are the person, right? So, you say, by his stripes. Let me make it more, right? So you say, by his stripes, you are healed.
By his stripes, you are healed.
Okay. Now, you say, the pain is still present. Right, so this is the word of God.
Well, by his stripes, you are healed.
Great. Right, so
by his stripes, you are healed.
The word of God, it's on its own. He's on his own. He's God's word. He's God himself. But then, the pain is still present. So maybe let me characterize the pain. Like, let me specify the pain. The back pain is still present.
Huh? By his stripes, you are healed.
All right. So now, this is the person. We need two people to stand their ground to make sure whichever one of them is true. Because to have a witness, you must have at least somebody who attests to a reality or to a fact. Right? So, we must have a witness. Is that okay?
By his stripes, you are healed.
You're not a good actor. So, by his stripes, you are healed. Ah, the back pain is still present, right? You can feel it, right? It's there. Yeah, it's there. Now, you, who is the person, you will have to agree. So, Which one would you agree with?
By his stripes you are healed.
So by his stripes you are healed comes to partner with this. Now, is this still present? Yes, it's still present. But then this makes it a witness, and this makes it true, no matter how present this is. Then all of a sudden, as you continually believe in these two, this becomes insignificant. So, by his stripes you are healed, the third person agreeing to the reality of God's word, and that becomes the reality. Now, unfortunately, would you come back? Somebody is going to say, go back. Okay.
By his stripes you are healed.
Okay. So, partner, So, they look like a wonderful partnering. So, they partner. The back pain is the, you know, 2 days ago. Yeah, so they are enjoying themselves. But don't forget, this pays attention to, this is the senses. She actually feels it. It's the senses. That's the sense, what you can feel. But then, even though it's a reality, there's a much greater reality, or there's a much greater truth. If somebody gets this, and I believe you're getting it, if this believes, he is the third person, he agrees, it becomes a reality. And you know what happens? This eventually will become stronger. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I need somebody who is much. Say, Kwame, I like the way you're writing this. Come. So, yeah. Partner with her. And then say the pain is still there, even much louder and stronger.
The pain is still there!
Okay. So, we now have stronger pain on you. Stronger pain on you. But let's say you come to church on Sunday. I want you to take gentle steps, and then you partner with him. And then pastor is teaching. Still skip, you know, you be there. Now the two of you repeatedly. So you leave your hand. So you go. That's a good example. Right? So you see that while he was going, the pain was still trying to gather you and say that, hey, do not go. But by his stripes, you are healed. Glory to God! Glory to God! Right now, this illustration, begin to take sides. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what you feel. We believe this. He was bruised for iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes we were healed. By his stripes we were healed. By his stripes you were healed. By his stripes we were healed. Libra Dabarakadapaya. Montus Ilandi Ratatapaya. Begin to confess that back pain is healed. That inability to hear clearly is corrected. In the name of Jesus. That fatigue is restored. The strength in your body right now. Take the side of God's word. 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 Take the side of God's word.
And even when he lay hands on the sick, believe this. Jesus wants all healed and restored. No sickness in this body. No sickness in this body. The life of God is present in this body. The life of God is present in this body. Go ahead and confess healing in this place. There's someone with pain in the back. Is healed and it's gone right now. In the name of Jesus. No sickness can stay in this atmosphere. No sickness can stay in this atmosphere. No sickness can stay in this atmosphere. I see the healing power of God surging over the auditorium. I see the healing power of God surging over the auditorium. I see the healing power of God surging over the auditorium. I rebuke sickness in this place. 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 Go ahead. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, the life of God is present in this body. The power of God surges in this body. In the name of Jesus, panic is gone. Ear pain is gone. La plasiva la caparia. Amenorrhea. Dysmenorrhea. High blood pressure. In the name of Jesus, let the hand of God be lifted in this place. Let there be life in your body. Let there be life in your body. Let there be life in your body. Let there be strength in your body. The strength of God heals your body right now. In the name of Jesus. No weakness here. 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 Monday. No weakness here. No weakness here. If you came in with a sickness, lay your right hand on that exact spot and begin to command. Begin to command. God wants you well. God wants me healed. And so I am healed. And so I am healed. There is strength in my body. In the name of Jesus. Calabra Shata. Lay your hands right there. Lay your hands right there. Lokro Sotoko. Lay your hands right there. Rebuke every sickness. Rebuke every sickness. Right now. Manteke Borobo. If the spirit of healing that raised up Christ from the dead, if that same spirit dwells in your mortal bodies, he will quicken your mortal bodies. Has he not said it? Will he not do it? The life of God, present, and right now, begin to rejoice. I believe. Rejoice in your healing. Rejoice in your healing. Oh, I believe in miracles. Hey, I believe in miracles. Hey, the power of God, yes. It works in my body. It works in my body. Oh, miracles. Healing signs and wonders. Oh, miracles. Oh, miracles. Oh, miracles. Oh, miracles. Oh. Lift up your right hand in the name of Jesus. Let every sickness in this atmosphere be rebuked. In the name of Jesus. Let every sickness be gone. Let it be fatigue. For those of you who are listening to this video, right now, there's healing in that area as well. Healing comes to your prayer life. Healing comes to your words, to your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Holy Spirit,
in the name of Jesus.
Every migraine is rebuked,
in the name of Jesus.
Pain in the body is
rebuked,
in the name of Jesus.
Eyes that could not see clearly are seeing clearly,
in the name of Jesus.
Ears that could not hear clearly are hearing clearly,
in the name of Jesus.
Every pain is rebuked,
every pain is rebuked,
in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your hand.
Father, we thank you.
He sent forth his word, and his word healed our diseases. Don't forget this truth.
Don't forget this truth.
Now act like it's gone.
Lift up your hand.